This is a brief underground room talk that Sanchi gave October 1st of 1988 at 16 PS. I am thankful to my Supreme Father, my Master Beloved Kripal, who has showered his gracious sight on this poor one. The message of the Masters has always been, come along, walk with us, and see the reality with your own eyes. They also tell us, dive into the ocean of love and take out the pearl of love yourself. Dear ones, we know that not even in the world can we achieve anything without suffering difficulties for it. We cannot become successful in anything of this world without having to work hard for it. If we want to search for the pearls, minerals, or any other valuable things from the depths of the ocean, then we will definitely have to dive deep into the ocean. When the Masters come into this world, they tell us, come, walk along with me, come with me. Only a few people believe them, and there are always very few people who want to go with them. After coming into this world, when they find only a few people willing to follow them, what do? They tell us things about this world, this plane on which we are living. They give us such arguments which we can easily understand, and by using worldly examples, they convince us. With their astral intellect, saints and mahatmas touch our hearts. They give us understanding and make us realize what we are here for. They themselves put us on the path, and then they search for Almighty Lord. Then our search for Almighty Lord begins. The path on which the Masters put us is not an artificial path. It is the natural path created by God Almighty Himself. We can neither increase its length nor decrease its length. We cannot make any alterations in it. It is as old as man is. It is as old as God Almighty Himself is. It is as old as man is. It is as old as God Almighty Himself is. We know that teachers have their own responsibilities, and the students also have their own responsibilities. The students are given only those responsibilities which they can fulfill, which they can attend to very easily. As far as the responsibilities of the teacher are concerned, you should know that the teacher never runs away from his responsibility. He is always present there to attend to his responsibility. If the students, instead of attending to their responsibilities themselves, tell the teacher, you attend the classes for us, you read the books for us, and after that, give the degree to us and make us pass the examination. Just imagine such students. Can they have any hope of becoming successful in their lives? The duty or responsibility which the disciple has been given is that he has to make himself pure and clear without any passions of this world, because the image of the pure thoughts has a very good reflection on the mirror of our soul. If our mind becomes pure, our soul will also become pure. And if our soul is pure, then she will easily go back to her real home. On the banks of many ponds and lakes, there are trees, but often the image of those trees is not very clear on the water. The reason is that either the water is dirty or the water is moving because of the waves in that pond or lake. But when the water is clear and still, we can easily see the reflection of the trees and other things around the pond or lake. In the same way, God Almighty is within us, but why can't we see Him? Because our mind is dirty. Our mind is not still. When we purify our mind, when we make our mind still, then we can easily see the form of the Master, the form of God Almighty within us. Not only can we see Him, but we can also talk to Him very easily when our mind is quiet. For the 25 years, my beloved Master always gave out this message. He went to every corner of this world and he gave out this message. He told the people, you should become men because God is always looking for a man. It is not difficult to find God, but it is difficult to become a man. So he always used to say that you should become a man so that God may come and find you. He always used to say that God Almighty is looking for the true man. You know that there was a time when there was nothing in this place where I am sitting. All the greenery which you see around here now was not here. Very recently, all these changes have happened here. Previously, we did not have any water here. There were no good roads here, and nobody wanted to visit this place. According to what he said, God Almighty was always looking for a man. So it was all his grace that he himself came to this place. And only with his grace, he made this poor one sit in his remembrance. I hope that after coming to this place, you will also take the same inspiration which he gave me. After going back to your homes, I hope you will do your meditations as much as possible, and you will make your lives very high, very pure, and very clean. And now let us begin our meditation and sit until 5 minutes to 11, when I'll ring the bell.
Becoming a guest, you had come for a few days. You forgot your home and attached yourself here. You are creating problems in your sons and daughters. You will have to leave name and fame in this world. With empty hands, man has to go. Without Nam, egoism has enveloped you. Lacks of kingdoms and lacks of armies are false. Without the master, all the works are incomplete. Ajayb says, without Kripal, one doesn't become successful. The desires of man never get fulfilled. Without the Nam, they all remain unfulfilled. Bande Dia Asa, page 101.
Bande Dia Asa Sada Undia Napuria Namato Bagir Sabe Rendia Duria Bande Dia Asa Sada Undia Napuria Namato Bagir Sabe Rendia Duria Bande Dia Asa Sada Kade Duka Kade Suka Jiva Ute Ondae Apakite Karamanu Ape Bukutondae Kade Duka Kade Suka Jiva Ute Ondae Apakite Karamanu Ape Bukutondae Lokalaja Vicha Fasa Oya Majaburia Namato Bagir Sabe Rendia Duria Bande Dia Asa Sada Undia Napuria Namato Bagir Sabe Rendia Duria Bande Dia Asa Sada Ayanama Japanenu Maya Jala Palia Datenu Visara Data Vichadila Lalia Ayanama Japanenu Maya Jala Palia Datenu Visara Data Vichadila Lalia Guru to Bagir Kade Pendia Napuria Namato Bagir Sabe Rendia Duria Bande Dia Asa Sada Hundia Napuria Namato Bagir Sabe Rendia Duria Bande Dia Asa Sada Banake parona tode dinale ayase bulagia garichita etehi lagayate. Banake parona tode dinale ayase bulagia garichita etehi lagayate. Dia putra vicha adia pondai basuria namato bager sabe rendia duria bande dia asasada hundia napuria namato bager sabe rendia duria Bande dia asasada. Manavadi ai jaga vichachada jani hai. Kalihata jada tura chalia purani hai. Manavadi ai jaga vichachada jani hai. Kalihata jada tura Chalia Purani Hai Sache Nam Bina Chada Gaya Maguruya Nam Toba Ger Sabe Rendia Duria Bandidia Asasada Hundia Napuria Nam Toba Ger Sabe Rendia duria, bande dia asasada. Lakapata shaya laka, lashikar kure ne. Guru toba gera saba, kaja dure ne. Lakapata shaya laka, lashikar kure ne. Guru toba gera saba kaja adure ne ajeb kir palabina pendia napuria nam toba gera sabe rendia duria bande dia asasada hundia napuria Namato bager sabe rendia duria bande dia asasada.
Lacks of kingdoms and lacks of armies are false. Without the master, all the works are incomplete. Ajayb says, without Kripal, one doesn't become successful. The desires of man never get fulfilled. Without the Nam, they all remain unfulfilled. And before we get started, a very brief announcement. We will have, this is the season of Thanksgiving, and we will have a Thanksgiving retreat this coming Saturday, November 27th. And all the schedules and everything will be the same as they have been for a long time. So participate. We hope everybody can participate if they can. All right, our first reading, we're going to conclude the discourse that Master Kripal gave in Franklin, New Hampshire at the Unitarian Church in October of 1963, the day that the ashram was founded. And we will finish the reading of the actual talk, and then there's a number of questions that came from the audience. So Master says, So I am here not to advocate any new religion to you. Master had just been explaining the difference in religion and spiritual paths, having a master, the outer versus the inner. So I am here not to advocate any new religion to you. Remain where you are, but be true Christians. Master, of course, was speaking in a Christian church. And what did Christ say? open the inner eye to see the light of God within you. He who sees the light of God is a true Christian. And if you have not seen the light of God, then we've joined that school, of course, but we have not become true Christians. Similarly, a Sikh is one who sees the light of God. Remain in the outer forms. That's the first step. To belong, to believe in some religion, is a blessing. But you must rise above. If we did not live in any religion, there would be corruption, or we would have to invent new religions. Why don't you stay in the religions which have stood the test of time? If there is any corruption, you see, just leave it aside and follow the true teachings which the masters gave from time to time. So, as I told you, I have not come to advocate new religions. Remain where you are. This is the truth that has been given by all masters. Just try to meet somebody who knows the way. We want a teacher in any line, you see. Whatever subject you have to take, naturally, sit at his feet. He is your true friend, your true brother. He is competent to give you some experience. And all credit goes to him. No son of man can do it, but the God in him, which is manifest. He is competent to raise you up and give you an experience. Of his own self, you see. So with these few words, I'm glad I've been here at Sant Bani Ashram for a day. They wanted me to speak something, what little I know. To the best I can, I have given you a digest of the same in a few words. These words are for your calm consideration. If you've got true hunger, thirst for God, it is God above who has to make the arrangements. He will bring you into contact somewhere where you can be put on the way. So whenever masters come, they see people from the level of the human body or from the level of the embodied soul, not from the level of the outer badges of different religions that we are carrying. That is why his first work is to collect all children of God together, not to blend their religions into one, to let them simply remain where they are, but to rise above body consciousness to come to the truth, you see. And he has the competency to raise you up and give you the experience within to start with. So thank you for your patient hearing. And that ends the talk. And then we have these questions, but I do want to take just a few moments to tell a couple of short stories, very sweet stories to me. When Master says, I'm glad that I've been here at Sant Bani Ashram, at that time, nobody had called Russell's place Sant Bani Ashram. It was called Sant Bani Farm. Russell had invited Master, please, would you like to come and visit me at my farm? Well, after the talk, Russell, of course, went to Master and said, you called it Sant Bani Ashram. And Master said, yes, I want you to make this place an ashram. And the other stories regard a dear, dear old man who lived here. I call him an old man. He was old when I first came here, named Gerald Boyce, who lived in Franklin and came to the talk. He had been interested in spirituality, very seriously interested in spirituality for many years before he ever heard of the master. So he heard that this master was coming, and so he wanted to come to the talk. And the story, as I remember it, is that there were a couple of things that Gerald was hesitant about. He felt, for many, many years, he had not worn leather. He was not only a vegetarian by choice, he became a vegetarian as a grown-up, but he would not wear leather. He wouldn't use anything from animals. And he felt that no true master would wear leather either. So he was interested to see what master's shoes were. And also, he did not think much of the idea of reincarnation. And you'll see that there are a couple of questions here about reincarnation. And as Russell observed once, he told me this, master gave the most wishy-washy answers and sort of avoided getting into anything definitive that might turn Gerald away. This was his interpretation of it. Well, so master came into the hall and kicked his shoes off before he walked into the church. Ordinarily, he always walked to his dais and took his shoes off there so that anyone looking to see what shoes he was wearing couldn't see. Anyway, I'm very fond of those stories. But back to these are the questions. So a questioner asks, did the master say that one day we would reach perfection? The master, yes, there is hope. In the human body, you see, I would say, we have got the birthright to be perfect, to know God. Christ said, be ye perfect as your Father is in heaven. If there were no hope, I don't think that he would have given that statement. We are spirit in man, and spirit is perfect. We are simply environed by mind and matter and other things. When we shake off, we are perfect, you see. And human body is the only time, the golden opportunity, which we have got to go back home. And another question. Do you declare that when we drop this body, that we take on another one? The master. There is life after death. That is definite. That is sure. I have come from India. I am no more in India, but I am here in America. There is a transfer from the physical to the astral. I told you from the beginning that macrocosm is in the microcosm of the human body. God has given us bodies to work through the three planes. In the physical plane, we have physical body. When we shake it off at the time of death, or even if now we are able to shake it off, of course, with the guidance of somebody, you know, who can take us into the beyond, if we shake off all these three bodies, we see that we are souls. God is within us, and we are in God. And the questioner, I believe the one who asked the question earlier, I still don't understand from how you answered my question about perfection. The master, I told you, I think if you had understood properly, the man who has got the human body, he has the birthright to be perfect, to know God, you see? Time factor is a necessity. If he is left alone, it may happen in due course. But I will give you the example of a fruit tree. If you leave it alone to mature, leave it alone to nature, it will bear fruit in 6 or 7 years. If you give it some scientific food, it will give fruit in 2 or 3 years. So if trees can help, if trees can take some help from outside and give fruit quickly, why can't the conscious man have help from the higher conscious man to bear forth fruit quicker? So there is hope. Question. Do I understand you that after death, there will be a rebirth on earth again? Master. Well, you see, my point is, some masters have referred to it and some have not. The questioner says, reincarnation. Master, I tell you, some masters have referred to it, reincarnation, and others have not referred to it. The same question was asked of me when I went to Pakistan. The Muslims generally don't believe in reincarnation. Those people came up to me, so many, and said, "Well, do you believe in reincarnation?" I told them the very same words that I have now told you, that some have referred to reincarnation and others have not. And then I told them, "Before I reply to you further, I would like to ask one question from you. I have come to Pakistan. I am abiding by all the laws of the country. I am living very lovingly with all. Everyone lives lovingly with me. But with all that, you've got prison houses, a police department, and records. I say that there is no police or imprisonment for me. So the masters who have not referred to it say, become true Christians. When you live by God, you see, you love God the most. Where is reincarnation for you? That is only for those who are attached to the world, you see? That is why some masters have not referred to it. So I think that the human body is the highest in all creation. We have got the golden opportunity, and we can live if we can find God within this human body. So where is the question of returning? Questioner, I still don't know if I understand you right or not. You do believe in reincarnation? Master, past masters have left their proofs for that, you see. Direct proofs, paper proofs, even incidents that they remember from their past births. And that has been checked, too. But not for the souls who have attained God, you see. And a questioner. It seems that the big difference in this type of talk is the fact that the master is needed, you know, direct contact with a master. So my question is, who is considered a master? And our master, yes. The questioner, in the United States particularly, I know in India. And master, whether in the United States or not, I think you know better, because you have been living here all along. I have only come for a trip. Last time, also, I only came for a trip. But the point is what the masters say. Who is a master? Who can be called a master? One who sees and can make others see. You see? Who has the competency to raise our souls above the body consciousness and open the inner eye. And you testify that there is light. He who can give you that experience, who is competent to give you that, he may be called superior to you in any way. If we can rise above our own selves, if we can rise above our own selves, meaning by our own selves, well and good, a blind man needs two eyes to see. If not, in worldly things, we do seek the help of others. So why not in this most important case? The general rule is, man learns from man. The teacher of man is a man. Of course, the man at whose pole the God power is working alone has the power, not the Son of Man, as I told you before. It's the God in him manifested that has the competency to raise your soul above the senses and enables you to see the light and hear the voice of God. All right, you have to go alone. To the best I know, I have placed before you, with the grace of my master, it is for your calm consideration to see how far you can derive benefit from that. And that concludes that talk. And we've begun a satsang that Sanchi gave in 16 PS in April of 1987. This is in the August 87 Sanpani magazine. It was called The Great Secret. And Sanchi is commenting on a hymn of Swamiji. In his remarks before he began with the hymn, Sanchi noted that the saints, perfect though they are, will always call themselves the great sinner, and that their master is the one without faults, that they are full of faults and their master has no faults, that it's their great humility and their recognition that it's their master and the master's perfection that has pulled them up. And the verses in this hymn, again and again, Swamiji says, oh, I am a great sinner. My friendship is with lust and anger. I am greedy. I have let wealth and woman develop in my heart. One after another, verse after verse, he's exclaiming that he is the great sinner. So continuing, the next lines from the hymn. I am very shrewd, cunning, and talkative. I always argue to win. Now, Swamiji says, what other faults do I have? I rely on my wisdom, my intellect, and always I have this desire, that using my wisdom and intellect, I will defeat other people. Because you know that the egoist always thinks that he's right and can defeat everyone with his intellect. And again from the hymn, I boast a lot, but I have no love within me. I deceive the innocent devotees. Now he says he boasts a lot. He exhibits his qualities a lot to people. He does not have real love for the master within him, but outwardly he shows love to people in order to impress them that he has a lot of love for the master and is connected with him. He himself does not have liberation, but he carries more burden of sin by impressing other people and telling them that they will get liberation from him. And from the hymn, I have influenced many men and women. I have enjoyed much honor and respect. Now Swamiji Maharaj says that he has made many people his disciples. He has collected a lot of things, but from within, he has not given up the desire to be honored and respected, nor has he given up the feelings of lust and other passions. There are many people, Swamiji Maharaj says, who call themselves bhagats, or devotees of the Lord, and who have all these bad qualities. And again from the hymn, I have love for the master partly out of fear, partly out of cunning. Sometimes it is more, sometimes less. Now he says that he loved the master only from outside, keeping deceit within him. And sometimes he loved the master because he was afraid it would be disrespectful if he did not express his love to the master. That is why here he says, sometimes I loved the master with deceit in me. Sometimes I loved the master because I was afraid of him. Sometimes I loved him a lot, and sometimes I loved him little. And again from the hymn, how long can I go on counting my faults? I have forgotten them. I don't even remember them. Swamiji Maharaj is not telling the world, you are full of faults, or you have done this, or you have done that. You know that Swamiji was a very pure soul, a very holy soul. In fact, God Almighty himself came in the form of Swamiji Maharaj, and he was full of good qualities. But still, here he calls himself the one who is full of faults. He says, oh, my Lord, I do not know how many more faults I have. After doing all these bad deeds, I have forgotten them. That is why I cannot write more about my faults. But I have more than I have written. You are the only one who can shower grace on me. You are the only one who can liberate me after forgiving me for all the bad deeds I have done. And from the hymn, I am a thief, a backbiter, and unchaste. I only think of myself. Swamiji Maharaj does not keep anything hidden from his master. He doesn't keep any secret from his master. He says, O Lord, my master, I have the habit of stealing, of backbiting, of enjoying pleasures and passions. I am full of all this. And from the hymn, I am selfish, unkind, and arrogant. I have insulted many. Now he says, I talk to people only because of my selfishness, and many times I have hurt people's feelings or insulted them. Before talking to them or telling them anything, I did not think how I would feel if they were to say the same thing to me. And again from the hymn, I have committed millions of sins. How can I describe them all? There's no end to them. Now he says, I have committed billions of sins. I have done so many bad things. O Satguru, if I had not met you, if you had not forgiven me, if you had not purified me, who would have purified me? And from the hymn, O Satguru, shower grace on me. With what mouth can I address you? So he says, O Satguru, shower your grace upon me. I am the beggar of your grace. As a matter of fact, I am not even worthy to ask forgiveness from you because all my body has also been polluted by these five dacoits. I don't even have a mouth from which I can ask your forgiveness. This poor soul also said the same thing in front of his master, folding both his hands. O my beloved master, I am your criminal, moment after moment. I am full of faults and sins. Only you can shower grace on me and forgive my sins. You are the gracious one, and you should shower grace on me and forgive me. And from the hymn, I have neither faith nor love, not even a little. How will you liberate me? Now he says, O Satguru, what lacking of mine should I tell you of? I have neither love for you nor faith in you. I'm like a stone. How much of your grace will it take to liberate such a sinner as I am? And again from the hymn, there is no one as cruel as me in this world. O Satguru, improve me. And now he says, O Satguru, in this world, there is no one more deceitful than I am, and there is no one who goes off the path as often as I do. And there is no one greater than you in this world. You are the only one who can improve me. And this poor soul also said the same thing to his master. O my master, I will not find even one like you, but you will find millions like me. O Satguru, my boat has been wrecked in that part of the ocean where not even crocodiles want to go because they know that there the waves of the sea will devour them. But my boat is stuck at that place. You are the only one who can save me from those dreadful waves and take me across. And from the hymn, I make efforts, but I fail. Tired, exhausted, I have taken refuge at your feet. Now he says, I have made many efforts, but none of my efforts have yielded fruit. Now, finally, after getting exhausted, after becoming hopeless from all sides, I have come to your door. Often I have said that I got many opportunities to go to all the different societies and communities and religions, and I did almost all the rites and rituals which people used to do in India in those days. I went to different temples, mosques, and other holy places. For me, all the temples and religious places were the same. I did not hate anyone. I did not feel any difference between those holy places, because I was searching for God Almighty. And I performed austerities. I did the practices of water. I moved the rosary. I did all kinds of rites and rituals. But when I came to my beloved master, only then did I realize that all the rites and rituals, all the outer practices which I had done, had no value in the court of the Lord. If there is anything which finds a place in the court of the Lord, it is the real meditation. And that is why, when I realized the reality, I said, "O my beloved Lord, after giving up all the supports of this world, finally I have taken your support. I have sought refuge at your feet, and now you should shower grace on me and improve my life." From the hymn. "This also I have said from my mouth. It has become difficult for me to sincerely take refuge at your feet." Swamiji Maharaj does not hesitate in telling us the truth. He says, "O Satguru, when I say that I have come to your refuge, after getting exhausted and tired from going to all other places, only my tongue is saying this. The sinner mind is such that he does not want to accept that. That is not coming out from my mind." And Kabir Sahib has said, "You have given your mind to some other place, but your body is with the saint." Kabir says, "How can your piece of cloth be dyed in the color of the saints if your mind is not there?" We will leave off at that point. And one more short reading. This is one of the stories in the book, The Tales of the Mystic East, which is a collection of stories told by Baba Sawan Singh in his satsangs. And this is from the April 1988 Santpani magazine. It's called "The Saint in Strange Surroundings." So Baba Sawan Singh tells the story. Rabia Basri, who was a great and very renowned saint, was very beautiful when she was a young girl. Because of her beauty, she was, at one time, abducted by thieves who sold her to the owner of a house of prostitution, where she was expected to do as the other women living in the house. On the first night, in her new surroundings, a man was brought to her room, and she immediately entered into conversation with him. "Ah, it is good to see such a nice young man," she said. "Please make yourself comfortable in that chair, and if you will, let us both say our prayers together." The young man was surprised, but he knelt down on the floor beside Rabia, and both of them prayed for some time. Rabia then rose and said, "You will not mind, I'm sure, if I remind you that you must die one day. And to be fair to you, it's only right that I tell you that the sin that you have in mind will lead you into the fires of hell. Please, for your own sake, consider, if you wish. Please, for your own sake, consider if you wish to commit the sin and thus jump into the flaming inferno, or if you would prefer to avoid this fate." Very much surprised and taken aback, the young man said, "Oh, good and pious lady, you have opened my eyes, which always before were closed to the meaning of this sin. I accept you as my murshid, or master, and I promise never to visit a house such as this again." As the days passed by, many other men were brought to Rabia's room, and one and all were changed, as she had changed the first. It was only natural that the ruffian who owned the house soon began to wonder, "How is it that whoever comes to this girl once never returns? She is so young and beautiful that the men should hover around her like moths around a flame." In order to try to solve the mystery, the wife of the house owner, one night, hid herself in a place where she could see into Rabia's apartment and discover how she treated those who were taken to it. As soon as a man came to the room, Rabia began to say, "Good evening, friend, and welcome. Here, in this evil house, I always remember that God is omnipotent. It is an excellent idea, don't you agree?" The man, utterly surprised, was forced to agree with her. Grudgingly, he said, "Yes, we're taught that by the priests." And she continued, "Here, surrounded by evil, I never forget that he sees all the evil done and metes out even justice. Oh, how many enter this house for a moment of so-called pleasure, go through indescribable agony and suffering in God's hell because of it. You too may do the same if you wish. But, friend, the human form was bestowed on us to enable us to meditate and realize God, not to waste the precious gift in acting even lower than the animals." This man, as had so many others, saw at once the truth of Rabia's words, realizing for the first time the enormity of the sin that he had in mind. He fell prostrate at Rabia's feet and, weeping bitterly, begged for her forgiveness. Rabia's words were so sincere and persuasive indeed that even the hardened wife of the house owner came out of her hiding place and began to weep for the many sins that she had committed. Kneeling at Rabia's feet, she said, "O pure and pious girl, what harm have we sought to do to you, you who are truly a saint? Go and leave this evil house this very moment. As for us, we now can see that we have done a dreadful thing. Our eyes are opened, and our lives will change." And in reading that, I thought back, of course, to Sanchi's talk, "The Great Secret," where even the masters recognized that, thanks to the grace of the master, they could be saved. All right, we're going to continue in the talk that Sanchi gave in July 13th of 1980 here at Santbani. This talk was called Chastity.
रतन की जोत में ते आँख सुनावे।
गुरु नानक साहब कहंदे है कि जिस तरह हीरे जवाहरां दे ਘੱਟ ਵਪਾਰੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਜੋਤ ਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਇਸ ਧਨ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਐਸ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਿਊ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦਾ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਜੈਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਡਾਇਮੰਡਸ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਰੇਅਰ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਫਿਊ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਪ੍ਰੀਜ਼ਰਵ ਦਾ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਿਊਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਦਾ ਲਾਈਟ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ
ਰਤਨ ਕਾ ਪਾਰ ਖੂ ਰਤਨ ਕੋ ਪਾਵੇ ਬਿਨ ਜੋਹਰੀ ਨਾ ਪਰਖਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਰਤਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਾਰਖੂ ਕੋਈ ਰਤਨੀ ਉਹੀ ਖਰੀਦ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਜੋਹਰੀ ਤੋਂ ਉਹ ਪਰਖੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ।
ਨਾਉ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਜੈਮ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ understood only by the one who has the knowledge of understanding the gem and the ordinary people cannot realize its importance.
Duniya de andar ratan heere ehi keemti hai. Guru Nanak Sahib ne keemti to keemti cheez naal is tan di tulna de ke sanu samjhaya hai jis di assi qadar nahi karde.
In this physical world gems, diamonds and pearls, they are the most well, the most precious things, and that is why Guru Nanak Sahib is using these words and he is comparing the precious vital fluid with these precious things of the world. But it is a pity that we do not maintain this precious thing.
Jab ratan hath chadya tab bimal jugt pai, jab ratan hath chadya tab pai sit lai.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦੀ ਜੁਗਤੀ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹ ਰਤਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੱਭ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਕੀ
ਸੀਤਲਾਈ
ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੀਤਲਾਈ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਤਨਾ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਕਠਿਨ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਇਸ ਧਨ ਦੀ ਰਾਖੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੇਰਨ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸੁੱਖ ਇਹਦੇ ਰੱਖਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now he said that when we get this gem, we get to know about the path of the masters, we get to know the path which takes us back to God. And when this gem is protected, when we have maintained chastity, then we get the complete peace. Earlier I said that if we had maintained chastity from our childhood, we would have found it much more, millions times much more peaceful and much more enjoyable than we are finding the enjoyment which we get by losing it.
Jab ratan hath chadya tab sab mit jani, jab ratan hath chadya tab pai mon tyani.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਦ ਰਤਨ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰਲਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੋਚਣੀ ਸਹੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ।
Now he says that when we get that gem, what happens? When we get that gem, we get the knowledge, we get the inner knowledge as well as we get to know about the world. And when we have got this gem, when we have maintained the chastity, then whatever we think, that all becomes true. And then we realize its importance. And that is why our Guru Nanak Sahib is praising it a lot.
Sun samad ka paya jin roop, nanak tis hath chadya ratan anoop.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਧਨ ਸਾਂਭ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਲਿਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਰਤਨ ਅਨੂਪ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਰਤਨ ਪਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੱਪ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਨੀ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਖੇਡਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਚਾਨਣ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਐਸੇ ਅਭਿਆਸੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਹੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਬਣੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਰਤਨ ਹੈ।
Now Guru Nanak Sahib said that those who have protected this wealth, they get that precious gem by which they get happiness all the times. That is why the meditators, those who have maintained chastity, are always happy. It is like when the snake searches for the insects in the dark night, he has a precious thing which gives light, which is called money or the jewel. He takes that out, and in the light of that, he always searches for his food, and he is always happy because he doesn't have to wander here and there in the dark. In the same way, those who meditate and those who have maintained chastity, they have so much light in their within that they always find happiness because they no longer wander in the darkness.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਨੈ ਰਤਨ ਗਵਾਇਆ, ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਸੋ ਗਰਭ ਮੈਂ ਆਇਆ।
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਇਹ ਰਤਨ ਗਵਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਜਿਹਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now you say that those who have lost the vital fluid, they have lost this gem, and those who have lost the vital fluid, they always remain in the birth and death.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਸੇ ਫਿਰ ਚੌਰਾਸੀ, ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਸੇ ਪੜੇ ਜਮ ਫਾਸੀ।
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੋ ਬਿੰਦ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ 84 ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹੀ ਜਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now you say that those who lose the vital fluid, they go in the cycle of 84 lakhs births and death, and only they come under the control of the angels of death.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਨ ਪਿੰਡ ਤਰ ਪਾਈ, ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਨ ਕਾਲ ਸੰਤਾਈ।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਖੀਣ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਉਹਨੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਥਿਰਤਾ ਵੀ ਗਵਾ ਲਈ ਹੈ।
Now you say that those who have lost the vital fluid, they have made their body weak and hollow, and they have lost their stability.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਨ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਗਵਾਇਆ, ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਨ ਮਾਂ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਇਆ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਤੋਂ ਉਹਨੇ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਾ ਉਠਾਇਆ, ਔਰ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਮਹਾਂ ਦੁੱਖ ਕਿਆ ਕਸ਼ਟਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਪਾਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਦ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਿਊਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਰਥ, ਦੇ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਯੂਟੀਲਾਈਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਦ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਿਊਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਸਫਰਡ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸਫਰਿੰਗਸ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਹੇ ਕਾਮੰ ਨਰਕ ਬਸਰਾਮੰ ਬਹੁ ਜੋਨੀ ਪਰਮਾਮਣਾ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ,
ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ,
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ ਦੈਟ ਹੇ ਕਾਮੰ,
ਹੇ ਕਾਮੰਗ ਨਰਕ ਬਸਰਾਮੰਗ, ਹੇ ਕਾਮ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਰਕਾਂ ਚ ਲੈ ਜਾਣਾ, ਬਹੁਤ ਜੋਨੀ ਪਰਮਾਮਣਾ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਜੂਨੀਆਂ ਚ ਲੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਸਟ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਅਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਹੈਲ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਅਸ ਇਨ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਬੋਡੀਜ਼।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਨਿਮਖ ਸਵਾਦ ਕਾਰਨ ਕੋਟ ਦਿਨਸ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਵੈ, ਕੜੀ ਮੋਹਤ ਰੰਗ ਮਾਣੇ ਰਲੀਆਂ ਬਹੁਰ ਬਹੁਰ ਪਛਤਾਵੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਜਸਟ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਆਫ ਇੰਜੋਇਮੈਂਟ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਯੂ ਸਫਰ ਫਾਰ ਹੰਡਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਡੇਜ਼, and just to get a little bit of enjoyment you wander here and there, and for millions of days you remain unhappy.
Jin bind khoi tis ko khari pari, jin bind khoi tis jam kare khwari.
Kende jisne bind kholi onu aakhir vele pastauna payega, badi bada kasht uthavega aur ਉਸਨੂੰ ਜੰਮ ਵੀ ਖੁਆਰ ਕਰੇਗਾ।
Now he said that those who have lost the vital fluid, they will have to repent in the end, at the end, and they will be even they will be bothered by the angels of death.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਸੇ ਅੰਤ ਦੁਖ ਹੋਸੀ, ਨਾਨਕ ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਸੋ ਅੰਤ ਕਰੋਸੀ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਹੈ ਅੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਔਰ ਮੱਥੇ ਨੂੰ ਫੜ ਕੇ ਅੰਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਉਹ ਰੋਵੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਓਹੋ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਐਵੇਂ ਖਤਮ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਦ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਿਊਡ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਹੋਲਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਰਿਪੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਆਈ ਲੋਸਟ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਈਫ, ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਵੇਸਟਡ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਈਫ।
ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਕੋਈ ਘਿਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ, ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਡੇਪਾ ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਆਏਗਾ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਮੈਂ ਕਈ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਉਹ ਰੋਂਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ।
I am telling all these things not in the tone of hatred, I am telling all these things to you lovingly. When the old age will come, then we will see what will happen, but I am so sorry to see even the young people, those who are still in their youth, that how they are repenting and how they are suffering so much because they have lost their vital fuel.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਸੋਈ ਜਨਮ ਫਿਰ ਆਵੇ, ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਸਦਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਵੇ।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਸ ਰਤਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now you say that those who lose this gem of vital fluid, they get involved in the births and deaths, and they always remain suffering.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਸ ਨਰਕ ਧਰ ਵਾਧਾ ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਤਿਨ ਮਹਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਲਾਧਾ।
ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮਰ ਕੇ ਤਾਂ ਜਦ ਨਰਕ ਦੇਖੇਗਾ ਦੇਖੇਗਾ ਹੀ, ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਨਰਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੜਕੇ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਲੈਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਧੋਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲਿਬੜੇ ਪਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਿੰਦ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ।
ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੋਨਟ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਚੈਸਟਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਲੂਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਾਈਟਲ ਫਿਊਟ, ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਡਾਈ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਸੀ ਦਾ ਹੈਲ, ਬਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਡਾਇੰਗ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸੀਇੰਗ ਦਾ ਹੈਲ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਹੈਲ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਅਰਲੀ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਫਾਰ ਸਿਟ ਟੂ ਸਿਟ ਫਾਰ ਦਾ ਮੈਰਿਟ ਫਾਰ ਦਾ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ, ਬਟ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ such a person, those who lose their vital fluid in the dreams, they had to first go in the bathroom and they had to wash their clothes. It is not worse than the hell. Well, the hell is not worse than this.
Jin bind khoi so karab mingale, jin bind khoi so agan jyon jale.
Hun kehnde jinne bind kholi oh garb de vich galda hai, ਜਿਹਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਕਾਮ ਹੋਰ ਅੱਗ ਮਚਾਈ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਾਮ ਭੋਗ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਗੀ, ਜਿੰਨਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਭੋਗੋਗੇ ਉਨੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਗ ਮਚੇਗੀ।
Now he says that those who have lost their vital fluid, they lose their existence while they are in the womb of the mother, and those who have lost their vital fluid, it doesn't mean that by enjoying so much you will get any contentment. Instead of getting contentment, the more you enjoy lust, the more desirous you will become, because lust is that type of fire which never gets extinguished, it goes on and on.
ਅੱਗ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਿਤਨੀਆਂ ਲੱਕੜੀਆਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਪਾਓਗੇ ਉਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਉਹ ਪਾਂਪੜ ਕੱਢੇਗੀ।
More, if you put more wood on the fire, the flame will get more.
Our closing bhajan is on page 191, Sanchi's bhajan, Ji Ajadi Sulakani Gadi. Oh, this fortunate moment, after coming, my Satguru made me meet him. I have no good qualities in me. I am the sinner, murderer, suffering the pains of separation from my beloved. I was searching for him in the jungles. I, the forgotten one of many births, have come to your door. Oh, my beloved, without you, I have suffered many pains of this world. Everywhere, I kept taking birth and dying. Finally, I have fallen at your door. Now, O giver, do not separate this honorless soul who has come to your door. No support is left. I have sought only your support. I am tired of searching. How may I find my beloved? Holding my hands, I request, help me everywhere. O beloved Kripal, meet me and count my life in your devotion. Forgive my faults, I have come to your refuge. Ajayb requests, I have come as your slave. O this fortunate moment, after coming, my Satguru made me meet him. Ji Ajadi Sulakani Gadi, page 191.
ਜੀ ਆਜਦੀ ਸੁਲੱਕਣੀ ਗਾਦੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ। ਜੀ ਆਜਦੀ ਸੁਲੱਕਣੀ ਗਾਦੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ। ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਣ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਮੈਥਾ ਹਾ ਪਪਨ ਹੱਥ ਯਾਰੀ। ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਚ ਰਾਹੀ ਦੁੰਦ ਦੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੀਆ ਮਿਲਾਨ ਦੀ ਮਾਰੀ। ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਣ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਮੈਥਾ ਹਾ ਪਪਨ ਹੱਥ ਯਾਰੀ। ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਚ ਰਾਹੀ ਦੁੰਦ ਦੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੀਆ ਮਿਲਾਨ ਦੀ ਮਾਰੀ। ਜੀ ਬੂਲੀ ਹੋਈ ਜਨਮਾ ਦੀ ਮਾਇਤਾ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਆਈ। ਜੀਆ ਜਦੀ ਸੁਕਲ ਸੁਲਕਨੀ ਗਾਡੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ ਤੇ ਤੋ ਬਿਨ ਸਾਈ ਮੇਰਿਆ ਜਾਲੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਮੇ ਬਤੇਰੇ ਜਮਦੀ ਮਾਰਦੀ ਰਾਹੀ ਹਾਰ ਥਾ ਆਕਾਰ ਆਨ ਕੇ ਦਿਗੀ ਤਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਤੋ ਬਿਨ ਸਾਈ ਮੇਰੀਆ ਚਲੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਮੇ ਬਥੇਰੇ ਜਮਦੀ ਮਾਰਦੀ ਰਾਹੀ ਹਾਰ ਤਰ ਆਕਾਰ ਆਨ ਕੇ ਦਿਗੀ ਤਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਜੀ ਹੁਣ ਨਾ ਵਿਛੋੜੀ ਦਾਤੀਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਡਰ ਤੇ ਨਿਮਾਨੀ ਚਿੰਦੀ ਆਈ ਜੀ ਅਜ ਦੀ ਸੁਲਕਨੀ ਗਾਡੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ ਆਸਰਾ ਨਾ ਰਹਿ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਇੱਕੋ ਟਾਕੀਆ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੱਕ ਗਾਈ ਮੈਂ ਬਲ ਬਲ ਕੇ ਕਿਵੇ ਲੱਭ ਜਾਏ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਆਸਰਾ ਨਾ ਰਹਿ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਇੱਕੋ ਟਾਕ ਕੀਆ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੱਕ ਗਾਈ ਮੈਂ ਬਲ ਬਲ ਕੇ ਕਿਵੇ ਲੱਭ ਜਾਏ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੈਂ ਹੱਥ ਬਾਨ ਕਰ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਜੀ ਸਹਾਈ ਜੀਆ ਜਦੀ ਸੁਲਕਨੀ ਕਾਡੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ ਮਿਲੋ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਲਵੋ ਲੇਕੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਫ ਕਰੀ ਬੁਲਾਨ ਮੇਰੀਆ ਮਾਈ ਆਈ ਹਾ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਹੁਣ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਿਲੋ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਲਵੋ ਲੇਕੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਫ ਕਰੀ ਬੁਲਾਨ ਮੇਰੀਆ ਮਾਈ ਆਈ ਹਾ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਹੁਣ ਤੇਰੀ ਜੀਆ ਰਜਾ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਕਰੇ ਤਸੀ ਬਾਨ ਤੇਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਆਈ ਜੀਆ ਜਦੀ ਸੁਲਕਨੀ ਗਾਡੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ ਜੀਆ ਜਦੀ ਸੁਲਕਨੀ ਗਾਡੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਨ ਮਿਲਾਈ
Oh, beloved Kripal, meet me and count my life in your devotion. Forgive my faults. I have come to you for refuge. Ajay requests, I have come as your slave. Oh, this fortunate moment. After coming, my Satguru made me meet him. May God bless us all.